Hello, everyone. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Pat. Hi.
All right. The last time you heard us, we were talking about the TOEIC box, and we were discussing health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we listened to a discussion between a guy who was wanting to join a company, but he wanted to know about their health insurance program. And he asked questions about what's covered, and he got the answers. Today we're going to look a bit more into this whole idea of health insurance.
With a focus on the United States and the health insurance situation there, which, as I said yesterday, is kind of silly. It's kind of hard to believe, especially if you're from a country that provides insurance like England or Taiwan.
Yes, there was a lot in the news last year. There's been a lot this year as well already about health insurance in America. So we'll try and break some of it down for you. All right, let's begin the article.
Reading. The American Health Insurance Situation. Many workers in the U.S. who are looking for a new job worry about their health insurance. Unlike some countries, the U.S. government doesn't provide health insurance to all its citizens. Instead, people must get it by themselves, or hope that their job offers them insurance. Before this year, most companies provided health insurance to their full-time employees, but not all did. U.S. companies were not required by law to offer insurance to their employees. So, many workers purchased expensive health insurance from a private company if they didn't have coverage. Otherwise, medical treatments could be unaffordable for most people. Because of this unreasonable situation, the U.S. government recently passed the Affordable Care Act. The law went into effect on January 1, 2014, and it changed the American health insurance system greatly. Now, people in the U.S. can pay less for private insurance and receive help from the government for insurance bills. This way, health insurance should be more affordable and obtainable for all Americans.
All right, the article begins. Many workers in the U.S. who are looking for a new job worry about their health insurance.
And that's understandable. You want to make sure if you have medical bills, they're covered, okay, because it can be seriously expensive. The article goes on and says, unlike some countries, the U.S. government doesn't provide health insurance to all its citizens, okay? Now, this word citizens, spelled C-I-T-I-Z-E-N-S, for plural, or no S without it. A citizen is a person who is a member of a country and has the same rights as everybody else who lives there. Now, you could be born a citizen of a country. For example, Chris is an American citizen. I'm a British citizen. You could also become a citizen of a country, either by living there long enough or various other ways.
That's right. That's called a naturalized citizenship. Right. So if you go there, you normally have to, at least in the U.S., you have to give up your native citizenship to become an American.
Now, as an example sentence, we can say American citizens living abroad have to follow many laws that they would have to living in the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. There's certain countries that when we go to, as an American citizen, you're not allowed to partake in certain activities in those countries because it's
illegal in your country.
Yeah, and so our government says that you can't do it.
That's interesting.
It's strange. It's kind of like Big Brother is always watching.
Right. So back to the question of insurance then, okay? So people want jobs that give them health insurance because the government doesn't get it. The article says, instead, people must get it by themselves or hope that their job offers them insurance.
That's right. And before this year, most companies provided health insurance to their full-time employees, but not all did.
Okay. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't a company give health insurance?
To be honest, it's all about money. In the U.S., companies want to keep their money, and if they have to pay insurance for their employees, they lose that money, and, I mean, that's how they see it. They don't think of it as protecting an investment. They think of it as just losing finance.
And as the article says, U.S. companies were not required by law to offer insurance to their employees. So there was no law saying they have to. Okay, they could choose. And this word required, which is spelled R-E-Q-U-I-R-E-D, required, is an adjective and it means essential or necessary or needed. Okay, for example, when I was in college, I needed to purchase the required books for classes. So your teacher will say at the start, you need this book, and this book to pass this course.
That's right, they're required.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, the article continues. So many workers purchased expensive health insurance from a private company if they didn't have the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So purchase, it means to obtain something in exchange for money. We spell purchase P-U-R-C-H-A-S-E, purchase. Here's an example. Remy purchased a box of tea from a local shop. Mm-hmm. Remy purchased a box of tea from a local shop. So he wanted this box of tea. He paid the shop owner or keeper or employee money so that he could buy the box.
That basically just means buy then, doesn't it?
Okay,
it's a good synonym for buy. So what the article's saying here is because not all companies were offering health insurance, people have to go and buy it from a private company, okay? That's a company whose only business is to sell insurance.
And it's very expensive.
And it's expensive because it would be the companies know that they are the only choice. So people can either have no insurance or they have to pay, which kind of meant they could go, well, we'll choose what we charge then. Which doesn't really sound like a good situation to me. This doesn't sound a great way to run your health.
No, it's not. And actually, a lot of people forgo health insurance up until this year. So that meant they prefer to not pay these private companies to have health insurance.
Okay.
So they had no coverage.
Yeah, so but what this actually means, just to be clear, is that if you get insurance, you have to pay for it, but you may not ever actually use it. It's kind of a bit of a, you know, you're kind of guarding yourself against a risk. So if you were a very healthy person, you might think, well, okay, I think right now I can just not have health insurance. I'll pay any doctor's bills that come up, and I should be okay. It'll work out better. But that's not going to work for everyone.
That's right. Insurance is kind of tricky that way because you can have auto insurance, which is for a car.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're a good driver and you're safe, like me, and you've never been in an accident or received a ticket or a violation for some traffic law. So you pay money to this company just in case something happens to you.
Just in case is the key phrase there.
Yeah, and nothing might happen your whole life, but you pay this fee, basically.
And that is insurance. You're just you can use it as a verb, insure. You are insuring yourself just in case something happens, okay? Of course, you don't really want to gamble like this with health.
That's right.
The article continues, otherwise, medical treatment could be unaffordable for many people. Okay, so this word treatment, T-R-E-A-T-M-E-N-T, treatment, here means the use of drugs or surgeries or care, anything basically that aids or helps or cures ill or injured people. So if you're sick, you need treatment. If you've been in a car crash, you need treatment. Example, Maggie received treatment for her burns at the city hospital.
That's right. And we say city hospital because burns tend to be taken care of, like a fire burn, tend to be taken care of at a major or larger hospital, usually in the city. Now, you also said unaffordable. Unaffordable is a synonym for expensive, and it's also the opposite of affordable, which means not expensive.
So, yeah, it's just they can't afford treatment. So that's why they get insurance. They get it because if something goes wrong, they wouldn't be able to afford the treatment.
That's right. It's very expensive in the U.S. Because of this unreasonable situation, the U.S. government recently passed the Affordable Care Act. Now, I said passed, and this is a verb. And passed, P-A-S-S, in this way means to approve or be approved by a group, especially a group like an authority, like the government. Now, bills, laws, these things have to be passed in order for them to take effect. If the government in Taiwan wants to pass a law or some kind of rule that people can't smoke in bars, they need to do this through official means. They can't just announce it on TV.
Yeah, and they passed that law a few years ago, in fact.
Ah.
Yeah. Although there are, it's not a complete ban, so there are ways around that law for bars, but that law has passed. One not so long ago was passing the seatbelt law that says all passengers in cars must wear seatbelts.
Ah, that's why there's that little violation. It says in the taxis, if you don't put on the seatbelt, you have to pay, like, I think it's 20,000 NT.
It can be more than just laws, because in this sentence, the school passed a new dress code, so now everyone has to wear pants. So it can just be like a local rule as well as a real law.
That's right. And this example kind of illustrates that maybe girls don't want to necessarily wear dresses all day.
Or skirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and the law that was passed was the Affordable Care Act. Now, this didn't happen in my country, so I'm going to get Chris to explain a little bit about it. Not in too much detail, though, because it's a whole article by itself.
Yeah, exactly. Affordable. Obviously, we just discussed that. It means not expensive. Care Act. And care is just a short way of saying, like, health care, insurance, basically. And the law went into effect on January 1st, 2014, and it changed the American health insurance system greatly. Now, they created a website for people to use to sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, and that will get them, allow them to buy cheaper health insurance.
Actually, it will provide them with, like, a national health insurance.
Oh.
So the government is offering everybody insurance. But there are still private insurance companies that people want to
go them instead.
Yes, exactly. But, and I'm not 100% certain on this, but I've read that, like, everybody has to buy into some kind of insurance. And the idea is to make sure that every U.S. citizen or resident is insured. Because we do allow visitors that are, you know, like, maybe working there, they're allowed insurance through this Affordable Care Act.
And it says this law went into effect on January 1st, okay? So if something comes into effect or goes into effect, like in this article, then it means it has become effective. It has started to apply. So you might say, okay, this law will go into effect in February. So before, it's not a law, but once it's gone into effect, it is now a law. It's also today's shortcut for you, so let's listen to another explanation of that, and we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
Celine, don't let the teacher catch you playing with your smartphone.
It's okay. She'll just tell me to put it away.
Not now that this new rule has gone into effect.
Which rule has gone away?
No, not gone away. Gone into effect. If a rule or law goes into effect, it becomes a law that people have to follow. We could also say come into effect.
I understand now. Go into effect means 开始生效. So, what does this new rule say?
Now that the new law has gone into effect, teachers can take your phone away for the whole day.
What? That's crazy! School shouldn't be like prison. What new law will go into effect next?
Who knows? But for now, hide your smartphone!
Okay, welcome back. Just to recap, before we went to our shortcut for you, we were discussing the Affordable Care Act in the U.S. And now I'm going to explain a little more about it. Now, people in the U.S. can pay less for private insurance and receive help from the government for insurance bills.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So receive, it means to get or be given something. We spell receive, R-E-C-E-I-V-E, receive. For example, I have received roses from my husband every Valentine's Day since we started dating.
That's very sweet, but maybe the husband should come up with a new idea.
Maybe, but maybe the wife likes it.
Sure. Okay, the article continues. This way, health insurance should be more affordable and obtainable for all Americans, okay? So this word, obtainable, means you can get it. It is something that a lot of people can have. So if you can't get something, we would say unobtainable, okay? For example, a solid gold house is unobtainable. You can't have a house made of gold, okay? But owning your own small house, that is obtainable. It's something you can do.
I completely agree. Can you think of something else that's unobtainable?
My own planet. That is unobtainable. I couldn't have a planet of my own.
I honestly did not expect that answer.
Okay. Well, that is the end of this article. We're going to chat a bit about insurance more in our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's chat question is, do you think the government should provide health insurance for everyone? Why or why not?
I do, actually. And here is why. I am from the United States, and I know what it's like to not have health insurance for a period. Once I reached a certain age, I was no longer under my family coverage plan. The health insurance plan. So, but when I came to Taiwan, they have nationalized health insurance, and it's amazing. You can go to the dentist and have your teeth cleaned and fixed, and it's really cheap. However, I do think, though, that it could become a burden for the government if everyone is not paying into the insurance.
Hmm.
How about you?
Well, England is in this sort of unusual situation. We don't really have health insurance at all. But we get all of our health bills paid for by the government, and that comes out of tax money. So it is completely, you can't opt in or not choose to go in. You get it. If you pay taxes, you get it. You can still choose to go private and just pay your medical bills. And there are some things that private does and doesn't. But that's another topic for another day, to be honest, and it's something we haven't really got time to get into. If you want to look up more, then just check some stuff out on the internet, okay?
Yeah.
So that is the end of our article about the American health insurance situation, okay? Thanks for listening. This is Pat.
And this is Christopher.
For English for You, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The American health insurance situation. Many workers in the U.S. who are looking for a new job worry about their health insurance. Unlike some countries, the U.S. government doesn't provide health insurance to all its citizens. Instead, people must get it by themselves or hope that their job offers them insurance. Before this year, most companies provided health insurance to their full-time employees, but not all did. U.S. companies were not required by law to offer insurance to their employees. So, many workers purchased expensive health insurance from a private company if they didn't have coverage. Otherwise, medical treatments could be unaffordable for most people. Because of this unreasonable situation, the U.S. government recently passed the Affordable Care Act. The law went into effect on January 1, 2014, and it changed the American health insurance system greatly. Now, people in the U.S. can pay less for private insurance and receive help from the government for insurance bills. This way, health insurance should be more affordable and obtainable for all Americans.
Vocabulary Review.
Citizen. All citizens of the U.S. must attend some type of school by law. Required. You are required to have a driver's license if you want to drive a car. Purchase. The couple purchased some clothes together in a department store. Treatment. I need special treatments in order to cure me of this disease. Pass. The government passed a law to make food in Taiwan safer. Receive. We receive gifts from our parents every year on Christmas Day.